All right. So, would you mind introducing yourself a little bit?
Yeah, so my name is Cameron Blackman. I'm a junior at St. Mary's. I'm an international global studies major. I have a work study in the research and academic office, and I'm also a commuter.
What are your pronouns?
Oh, she, her, and hers.
Awesome. Prior to the pandemic, did you take your classes online, in person, or like a hybrid of the two?
So before the pandemic, I have had like one online class and the rest were all completely in person. So yeah, and I really like being in person.
Awesome. So since you took them mostly in person, was it kind of difficult to switch over? If so, what was like the hardest part of having to switch over to online classes?
It was really difficult to switch over. I think I also noticed for my professors, it was really difficult on them. I think getting used to new technology, especially I had a few older professors for last spring, so I think that immediate switch was really difficult for them. Like trying to work Zoom, but also trying to help students participate. I noticed a lot of people, even this semester too, a lot of people are going through, I think a lot of stuff with their mental health and just like trying to find the productivity. So I think that's personally for me is like trying to find the productivity during these difficult times of like isolation and uncertainty. But like I noticed it was difficult for my professors as well, trying to get used to that, this new format. I had some that just didn't even do Zoom. They were like, okay, just submit some comments on Canvas, because some of them hadn't even used Canvas before. So it was, I think the biggest issue was on like the student side, having the like motivation to it, but also professors trying to figure out how to navigate everything.
That's a really good point. So do you feel like your professors have been, you know, a little more open, a little more understanding during all of this?
It's been a big mix. I've had some that have really been understanding, where they really want students to kind of grasp more of the content more than worry about the issue of just turning grades in and, you know. So I have two really great professors that really want us to focus on content, and they don't penalize students for turning in assignments late. It's really more about like your participation, and not making yourself sick over getting grades in. I do have one professor that like will close assignments, and I've had issues with that. And I think they've noticed issues too, students not being able to turn things in. So I've had professors have to adjust their syllabus for that, where they either give extensions, they've had to be more flexible during this time.
Yeah, I feel like kind of everybody in every facet of life has been a little bit more flexible, which is kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you suffer from tech overload, just, you know, sitting in front of the computer all day, or do you, like, have like isolation issues, anything like that?
Absolutely. I think it is really hard to have to sit at either wherever you are. Most people are at home, but if you're sitting at a desk, a kitchen table, you're doing that for an extended amount of time and you're looking at the same screen. So I know personally for me, like I'll get headaches from that, certain fatigue. And then when it comes time to like being on Zoom, I get like this new social anxiety. Of having to like see myself in the little like Zoom camera all day and then also participating. So I think there's like new like weirdness with technology now with like the Zoom and being online all day. And then what was the other question?
Do you feel like you are suffering from like isolation and whatnot?
Yeah, I really have. So every once in a while, I try to, like, make a trip to Target or something to get myself out of the house. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's so weird not to have, like, the social life of college where you could go, you know, you don't even talk to anyone, just being around people, in social areas like the Commons at St. Mary's, or even just being able to really communicate with your professors, because it's just such a different thing to just be like, to leave the Zoom. You know, like, you're not actually in a classroom and you don't really say bye to them. You're just like, I'm leaving the Zoom. So.
Yeah, for sure. So out of all of this, I'm sure you've had a lot of challenges, but what is the biggest challenge that you've had to overcome with online learning?
I think the biggest challenge has honestly been my own mental health. So like before the pandemic, like I've always had anxiety and depression diagnosed and I've taken medication for that. Mm-hmm. And it was manageable before, and I think it helped to be able to like go in person, and every once in a while I would have to ask for like extensions, but it was really rare. Like I had a good control of everything, but once we shifted to online and there's just so many changes, and like I said earlier, like things are so uncertain with like the climate, and there's like fear. So I've suffered a lot with my own productivity, and I think there are days where I wake up and I don't want to do anything because part of me is like, we're in a pandemic. Why should I write an essay right now? Yeah. Or, and it's, you know, I kind of think my hurdle is like myself, my own like mental health and kind of like depression through this, and like how I've been coping. So I've been trying my best, but I do think there are a lot of days where it's hard to like want to be a student when you're kind of struggling to be a person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. So if this is how classes are going to be for at least probably the next semester or so, how are you going to manage things? Are you going to do anything differently next semester, or are you just going to keep chugging along as best as you can?
That's a really good question, because I think next semester probably will be online or maybe hybrid. Mm-hmm. So I know that campus is open and they've been really good about like facilitating, like getting people's symptoms. And when you go into certain areas, they take your temperature. So I think I have to make myself go work on campus at least once or twice a week just to like get out of like the surrounding I'm in every day. I think because like it's kind of hard to stay productive in like one space. So I think I do that, but also make myself have a strict schedule. I know all my mentors and stuff have been telling me, and advisors, they're like, you need to have a strict schedule, you need to get out of bed, work when you can. But I think I'm still in the state of like this newness of COVID and the strangeness of it all. But I guess once it's going to really become our new normal, I just need to like adapt to that and be strict with how I am as a student. So yeah, I definitely give myself, like a structured schedule.
That's something I definitely need to do too.
Yeah, I was like, I do not have that.
So, is it safe to say that you probably prefer in-person classes as opposed to online classes?
I definitely prefer online. I just think there's so much more you get from it. The participation, and professors have tried so hard with breakout rooms, but it's not the same. It is really not the same. And I think everyone's going through so many different things that there's no one wants to participate right now.
Yeah, for sure. No, I've noticed that, especially this time of year. It's, you know, we're nearing the end of the semester and everyone's just like mm-hmm. trying to get done.
Yeah.
So, how do you stay sane and not overload yourself? What do you do for fun?
So for fun lately, so my family has 6 cats. I live with my family. we had 4 before the pandemic, but during, we found these 2 stray cats. And my dad fell in love with them, so we kept them. So now we have 6. But honestly, that has kept me sane because I can take a break and, like, play with them. Or sometimes they make me take breaks because they fall asleep on me. And so she's like, okay, I guess I'm going to sit now too. But so I do that. Or, like I said, I occasionally try to get out of the house and, like, pick up a coffee just to drive and, like, or possibly go to Target. Or I've been starting to go to campus every once in a while. So just trying to get out of my house and, like, semi-socialize.
Yeah, no, those are all great things. I have 4 cats myself, so. Well,
awesome.
My roommates. So I love cats.
I love that, me too.
So out of all of this, a lot of it was unexpected, I think. But what's one thing that you were really surprised about when it comes to online learning? Good or bad?
One thing I was surprised about is that I feel like most of my classes are, it feels like more work. And I talked about it with other students from other schools and other, like, years, and they've been like, yeah, no, this is very different. I feel overwhelmed, no matter what major school they're from. Mm-hmm. They talk about how they feel like it's more like busy work, like it's so many discussion calls, more like written assignments you wouldn't have before if you were in person, or that professors have tried to get us to do like group projects, and that's just like we can't really meet in person, but you know, yeah, like that's harder. So I think I was surprised by the expectations that some professors had on students during the pandemic. But of course, there's still a few that have been really flexible and kind, but then there are others that are like, have you tried exercise? So I've had that a few times. that's what I've been most surprised at. And I guess positive is that I kind of have more time for myself. I used to be very like involved with everything. I have like an internship, work study, and so I was almost never home. Like I'd wake up super early and I'd grab something like a banana, but now I can actually like make breakfast. So there's like some things in my life that slowed down in a positive way, but then there's also like the negative parts that like, you know, they battle each other.
For sure, for sure. It's always good to have some pros and cons with everything, I think. Thank you so much for doing this oral history. I really appreciate it. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that sounds good. I hope I helped give some good responses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, this is great. If you do have any questions, just like shoot me an email or something later. But now I will stop recording and switch over to you.